All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You look at a guy in quarterback Johnny Manziel that plain and simple needs to get his life together. I mean, this is a guy, he's just 23 years of age, and unfortunately for him, he cannot keep himself out of trouble, and I don't think that this kid understands the opportunity that he is simply wasting. Right now, you have the Cleveland Browns, who are expected to release Manziel next month, and right now, this is a guy that simply should not worry about playing in the National Football League. You look at all of the problems, alcohol-related issues. You hear the stories about a guy in Manziel attempting to sneak into a casino with sunglasses and a blonde wig. You hear about the recent stories about police being called to a domestic dispute with him and his girlfriend. There are reports that Manziel attempted to hit his girlfriend. And right now, with what the National Football League is dealing with as far as domestic violence, the likelihood that you will see Manziel back on an NFL field, period, are slim to none. Because right now, the NFL basically has a zero tolerance to this, and it's something where they're trying to clean up their image as a league as a whole with this matter. So if you're Johnny Manziel right now, you just have to get your life back on track. I mean, nothing that he did on the football field really warranted him getting another shot. I mean, you have a guy that was a first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns in 2014. Over these past 2 years, he's gone 2-6 as a starter, throwing for 1,675 yards with 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. But you look at the immaturity. You have a situation where Manziel was benched last year, and it did not have to do with his play. It was just a simple fact that former Browns head coach Mike Pettine could not trust this guy. And if you cannot trust your starting quarterback, that is a problem. But at the end of the day, it was a marriage made in heaven. Why? Because you're talking about the Cleveland Browns, and this is an organization that has consistent turnover at the quarterback position. But Manziel could not get it done there. He sold tickets. He gave people optimism in Cleveland because it was Johnny Football coming out of Texas A&M, and people saw that the household name that he had become down in College Station during his collegiate days. But the guy simply is immature right now, and he's only 23. So like I said, there's an opportunity for him to get his life turned around, and the only way for Manziel to get his life turned around is simply looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, I have a problem and I need to grow up. And until that happens, Manziel is just going to continue to spiral out as a train wreck. Like I said before, I don't see another opportunity coming for him in the National Football League anytime soon. He simply has to get his life in order, because I don't think he appreciates the opportunity that he has, and I don't think he understands the magnitude of what he is getting himself involved in. And because of that, no NFL team is going to take a chance on him. At this point, Manziel might have to think about the Canadian Football League and just to go up there and prove himself of what he can do. But I think he needs to simply dedicate himself to his craft if he is serious about getting back into the National Football League. Other than that, Johnny Manziel is simply going to be another flash in the pan. You've already seen the marketing firm that was headed by Cleveland Cavaliers small forward LeBron James part ways with Manziel. And now this week, his own agent has decided not to deal with him anymore because he is simply too much of a headache. He's 23. I keep saying it, but the bottom line is this kid simply needs to grow up. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the action from Super Bowl number 50. Now, if you're on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.